Be a separate building from the temple?
Yes. We are acquiring 350 acres of land to construct a small township.
Mm-hmm. I think
to attract people from all the world to see the planetary.
Is this near the temple?
Huh?
Is it
near the planetarium? Yeah, actually it's in the temple. But for now, things will be
I know before the idea was to have it inside the main temple.
Huh?
As you walked up the outside of the, or the inside of the main temple, inside that dome, they would have it on the walls. But that was, that original plan was to have it inside the main temple.
Yeah. You take all the details. Inside, outside. That's a good thing.
You can get inside? Get out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is my... And you, group, that some planet is passed. It is stated in the Bible.
I was going to inquire about that. What is the orders from the Monday, whether they have to do anything with the distance?
Distance, whatever it may. But the sun is past, then moon, then Mars, then Jupiter, then Pluto. 1 o'clock. Otherwise, why Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right?
It means the distance then from the earth?
Yeah.
The sun is first.
According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the moon is situated 1,600,000 miles away up to the sun. Apart. So, according to their calculation, 93 million miles. Sun is situated from the earth. And if the moon is plus 1,600,000, that will become 15 million miles. So, 15 million miles, it takes about...
95 million.
Huh?
95 million.
Yes, 95 million. It takes at least 7 months to the speed they are going, 18,000 miles per hour. So how they have gone in 4 days?
According to
the box of sand, such a billion planet, which is illuminating to the whole universe, and the blood is inside. All blood.
You have to study this very carefully.
All blood.
Of according to the Bhagavatam, the sun is also 93 million miles away from the earth.
That is, we shall see later. It is about the whole diameter. It's 4 million. And sun is situated almost in the middle. It is my firm conviction that it did not go to me. Neither they were able to go to the Mars as they planned.
But the scientists will be mad.
They are mad. I mean, they are not there.
They are studying all the rocks from the moon.
They studied the rocks. And they have found one crack. The whole moon crack. And there is no living here.
So the rock is distributed all over the world. For analysis. The portion of the rock is a plot from different astronauts. They are distributed all over the world. And the report is something. When the composition of the elements, such and such. So, from that end, they also calculate how old the moon is. They about the same age as the Earth, 4.5
billion. It is. So, there are rocks and everything here.
Yes.
You know, when they bother about bringing that from there?
To investigate more.
What is it basically? Simply blood.
Similar rocks are available
here
because the same rock was taken from here.
The rock is the same. So why not living being there?
Then there is no atmosphere. So there is no atmosphere.
No, if the atmosphere is different, the rock must be different. The sand must be different. The atmosphere is different, but the rock sand is the same. So you believe it? Everything is different.
Some of the rocks can be similar.
The similar, then atmosphere cannot be the same. And this is also Bogart, that's such a brilliant illuminating planet. It is full of some loss and sand.
Is that the moon?
Yes. So brilliant that it illuminates the whole universe.
They see the moon is a reflection.
Whatever it may be, why reflection does not come in our Sahara Desert? Why you don't see the reflection in the Sahara Desert so that the whole world may illuminate?
This is also going to be very critical. This is also going to be very critical.
Yes,
the moon is farther away than the sun. That brings a whole new concept that that poses a different problem. In speaking to colleges and universities, the day when we spoke there, we are not speaking about astronomy. We are speaking about the origin of life. and these people outside this, they already had the concept to raise this question without any connection with Brahman. So the question was, whatever you present is very nice, fine, but what about the moon?
Mm.
Do you believe that the moon is part of it in the sun?
They have already
studied. They are ready to ask those things. And they say, just give me an answer, yes or no.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what did you answer?
We said yes. But our explanation was not solid in the sense that they said we have to study this more carefully. But we tried to bring up the concept that now we have the conditions to believe certain things.
That how they heard that we are believing in this way?
From Bhagavatam.
Oh.
Said in the, from Sri Bhagavatam. Sometimes devotees who are on the colleges, and sometimes they just say, what you think is all wrong, the moon is far away. So, I think they just spread all over.
But that is a fact.
But we had one explanation saying that now the way we perceive knowledge, the way we understand things, there's also a conditioning behind it. So actually this is a fact that in mathematics, if we change the action, then we have a whole new understanding. It's almost completely upside down, but still we can interpret the result. And it's just like a simple example. While Niels Bohr studying the structure of the atom, now he had a mathematical equation to fit the phenomena of this atom. And he actually can perfectly describe the phenomena by his equation. But now, at modern times, just quantum mechanics, it turns out that whatever he did was completely wrong, but it can be described completely, perfectly well as his model, as is our present understanding. But now his theory is rejected. Finding that, so he could explain things on his own, but still it is completely wrong. So similarly,
yeah, right. They may present the wrong thing still there.
Yes.
That is their proposition.
It is possible. That's why we are claiming that they agree that because this is not only this, there are several facts in science that once we thought out this is true, then suddenly like new discoveries came out all wrong.
Yes.
So we are discussing about our limitations about so-called knowledge finding technique. So we said one needs to be a little open-minded and then discuss these things.
What did they say about the DC, Astra, Raja, Acid, Alokas?
How did I remember it?
Huh?
How did I remember it? How did I say it?
Huh?
Sure, then.
But that is the DSK. But the details is.
And in this connection, we actually wanted to also study Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada's
Shuddha Siddhanta.
Yeah.
Yes. But where is that book?
Pardon told me that it's available in the knowledge.
Should it be available? Get it? Yes. Well, one of the authorities about sun movements.
Mm. I thought that it was very
from the Vajji Siddha Siddhanta. Siddhanta says. Yes. Very spartan.
So we had I think that there must be some more information there.
Yes. You can see too. That is Calcutta, maybe.
Mm.
Some of these seasons. Living on daily is not. But in India or Belarus is fine. Very yes, come on. You said in your book that That is in the other spread?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I actually took the concept of the... I wasn't talking about the... I'm saying that there's one star. The sun is the nearest star.
Nearest star.
Yeah.
So that means nearest star, nearest thing is related to the earth.
No, other stars.
Huh?
With the other stars.
Other stars. Yes, miss.
To the earth.
To the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we are sitting the same thing. The sun is in the earth. Then moon.
But they don't count the moon as a star.
Oh, only star describing the world. The Kutra Lama Hans Sazi. It is Kampan in the world. Moon is one of the stars. Like billion stars.
How many brilliant stars are there in this universe?
Huh?
How many brilliant stars are there?
Many. Yasaprava apravavatu jagananda koti koti su asesu basudhari bhuti jindra. Asesu. You cannot count.
The description is also that there's only one star in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The description is there's only one star in this universe. One star.
One star?
Yeah, only one star.
One sun.
What's that? One sun.
Yeah.
One sun in this universe.
This is one universe.
So actually what they call solar system, science doesn't call it one universe. The concept of the universe is very vast.
That is not vast. Our concept.
Yeah, our conception is the solar system, actually. The solar system is one universe.
Okay. There is no solar system. There is nine planets.
Solar system is what they mean is science. The sun and the planets that we know of consist of, comprises the, or the Mahavatam universe, concept of the universe.
The universe is a this affair, the sun is one of the important planets. Not only sun, moon, Mars, Jupiter, everything.
Actually, as astronomy and anthropology are, especially astronomy, is one of the most, unscientific, branch of study, knowledge concerned. It's very, very little known. And the way that the techniques that they use are very difficult to rely on.
That real astronomical calculation, the sun is fixed up, that is also. Sun is not fixed.
Yeah, and Vangas, you wrote me a letter saying about the. The universe is like just like another tree.
Yeah. Mudamulam or those apathies.
And the tree and the leaves and the fruits and the flowers are the planets.
Mudamulam, did I say Mudamulam or those apathies? The four stars in the and we see at night everything in the world. And a bunch of these moves.
Does that mean all the planets are fixed in relationship to each other as well?
Yeah. That's like a tree. Tree is fixed up, and the whole tree is moving.
Because we see practically that the moon also moves across the sky, just like the sun does. So the sun has an orbit. The
sun is also here.
And the moon has an orbit also.
The Sagraya Bhavatitam Dhritapala Chakra. The Chakshari Sutaita Tavana Grahana and Raja Samatsa Sudamati Ase Sute Ase Suteja. And many temples. Everything is there.
Does the moon have an orbit? Is also there? The moon?
Yes, everything. It is just kind of the carrier there, maybe. Something challenged back to you.
I think when we try to explain to him that the sun is drawn by a chariot, then...
The devil, that is God. He's one of the gods.
Won't they just take
this box and that he's a person? Then God then is a child of Bhagavad Gita. Imam Buddha Sati Yugam Kattvara Havam. This person. That is his planet. He is predominant in deity. And so then the moon and the Kshatriyas are coming from the two planets and it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Dvastāna manavyattāhu mano ikkāda ikkādu is the Sūja Bhagavad Gita. The Kshatriya family coming from the sun.
We're taking this from the Bhagavad Gita, won't they just think that this is myth?
You're in it. Who believes you? If you don't believe me, I don't believe you. Please.
So we should present our time.
Yes. That is our business.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, I don't believe you. Please. Believe. You have Bhagavad Gita, I have Bhagavad Gita. Actually,
we have authority and they have no authority.
What is your age? You are outside people in 200 years. But our Bhagavad exists 5,000 years. And so they accept you.
So no matter what they say, we should present it to them.
You have become all scientists and everything within 200 years. What is the age of your European Western civilization?
Mm-hmm.
It cannot go more than 3,000 years. What is it in 5,000 years? And before that, the mental senses, I have heard millions and millions.
You were saying that everything they say is wrong.
Huh?
You were saying that everything they say is wrong.
Yes.
And that's our position. We take their position that everything they say is wrong.
Is that in part by the speculation?
Yes.
What is the value of your speculation? If you are on the wrong platform, then what is the value of your speculation? You have one impact of senses. You see in the microscope or binocular, but it is manifested by you. That was the perfect.
It's none of our reasoning. It is none of our reasoning. Yeah. The senses.
You are imperfect. And you are manufacturing some machine. The very real thing. And you are depending by seeing through the body. How is it perfect?
It convinces us that if machines are accurate,
how is it accurate? These manufactured by you. You are a fool.
But some things they say, like a race.
They may say. But first of all, what is the position of the condition? So, four defects. He must commit mistake. He must be innocent. His senses are imperfect. And he is a cheat. These are the four defects of conditions. So how conditioned soul can be perfect knowledge?
That is our conclusion.
Huh?
That is our conclusion.
The position of conditioned soul is that he must commit mistakes. And he is innocent. And his senses are imperfect. And he wants to cheat. Everyone speaks something. He knows that he has no perfect knowledge in the subject matter. He still wants to see some. That means he wants to see.
Is it going on?
And then after some years, someone says, no, it was practical. Then he cheated. The former scientist and philosopher cheated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He has no perfect knowledge, and he proposed something. Now he's incorrect. And the man who's correct, he also cheated. This is right. This is the problem process. One cheater, another cheater, another cheater. So why so immediately deceases?
They convinced us by the machines.
The machine means their machine. Again, you are bringing the same argument. What is wrong with machine? The machine is made by a cheater. And in perfect senses. How is this perfect?
But your machines work though, like the radio, TV.
To some extent.
Yeah, to some extent, this is also your thing.
To some extent, do everyone accept?
Just amplifies the cheating.
Yeah. To some extent, they're correct. That's all. So, for the I can see two feet or 10 feet. But how can I say I can see the whole thing? That is cheating.
Yeah, I can really go to the fundamental mistake.
Yeah.
In our attempt to gain knowledge. That we try to expand our own limited experience to something which is beyond my
experience.
Yes. Dr. Frog.
That purpose.
So sometimes...
Imagine. Yeah, imagine. Like, imagine. That is not knowledge. Dr. Frog is thinking of attracting ocean. He is within 3 feet of water. And how can he think of attracting ocean? He may think, like maybe 40, or 50, or 10 feet. And as soon as he's 20 feet, he busts. He's finished, probably.
But they have so many of them.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But they cheated when they said they were
cheaters. Yes, they're cheaters. Those are not imperfect senses, they're all cheaters. If they say something, they might think this is like the best cheating.
But how can so many cheat?
So many cheat?
Together. Together, they all cheat. They all say they went to the moon. 1,000 scientists all together in one room. They all say, we agree, this, they went to the moon. Here's the
way we're talking. That if we can prove that the moon is beyond that, then all the cheaters will be dead. By one story.
It's a great cheating effort then. It must be a very great effort that they cheated everybody like this. Because so many scientists were fooled.
So many have. You know, that's crazy. So many problems.
It seems that since they have imperfect senses, they're unable to
perceive. It's impossible to say. Anything something. So far, thank you.
So they kind of perceive that there is somebody with perfect senses.
Uh-huh.
They deny that there is someone with perfect senses.
Oh, they are like, we have us. Our knowledge is, but then, parampara, the Krishna says, whatever he says. Krishna is not telling us, Abhyanuti Marma Gura Bhavishan Kharma. He is not man of God, he is Supreme Personality of God. Abhijna, experience, that is.
Do you agree that we have all limited senses?
Scientists
also, when they talk together,
They know that we are talking nonsense, but they still want to cheat to get their sense.
That's the fact.
Because they know we can see these rascals, common men. They are all rascals. So we can simply talk in some bombastic words. Upper class, they know I go to God believe you. They believe you. This is right. Very important.
They don't produce some new theory or some new discovery.
And if they prove their own positions, are you going to think of it? It's very important knowledge. That proves their positions.
It's also called intellectual exercise.
Yes.
Done to
mental speculation.
Yes, sir. One more thing. As a true value to me, mental speculation.
It's all based on that. Because if you don't speculate mentally, you don't get a degree.
That's another thing. Including yourself to bear on that position.
Yes.
They're getting Nobel Prize and so on. So that is different. Fool's paradise. All of them are fools. And they've created their own paradise. No less study than what I'm thinking, say, Sam said, oh, you're drinking, you go to hell. Oh, what? My father did, but he loves it. To hell? Oh, my father did. Because he loves it. My brother. In this way, the whole East was spirit. Then, he said, everyone will go to hell. Why is hell? Is it paradise? If father is going there, father is going there, I'm going there, father is going there, where is hell? It is like that. They are all fools. Then where is fool? Everyone is there. That is it. There is no question of fool. If all of us are fools, then where is the question of intelligence? Hey, we are it. Fools, rebels. This is their thinking. We can give credit to something. It's like I see a pretty world. But if I say, now I'm seeing God this world, everything, the forest and everything, all everything, that is like cheating.
Yes, it goes a little too far.
Yes.
You don't want to
limit. Go, you know what? You have to go to all the planets, but then go. Why you make a test by sending the beings? You can go so many years. At night you see millions of planets. Go there. This is material. There's no question of spiritual world. Go there. If you have got any message. Why you are there? Go. As you go from here to London, go. Yes. You can see here. Why there is a death? That means you are used to be lost in service. And you are very proud of you having instrument. What is the instrument? Go with the instrument. Impossible, everything.
Two problems in men's history is this, the one is this astronomical problem, and the second is the origin of life.
Yes. We are testing these two.
So my feeling is that in about 50 years, something's going to be settled.
That's about this is temperable. This would expect.
The girl is
it's all that is temperable.
Especially about this origin of life, isn't it?
That is also temperable. Everything is temperable. But this is not temperable by me.
No. It's certainly in the sense that even the scientists will come around that what we told was wrong.
Yeah. That's what you want. They have become unnecessary authorities and misleading people. That's what you want to explore.
So in a sense that it's good that they do research.
Oh yeah. And giving them knowledge.
Yeah.
In their knowledge is too necessary.
There is one, some sort of mental satisfaction. Now, when we work something, we thought that by doing this, I'll be able to come to a conclusion. But by the same research, by the same result, I found that what I thought was wrong. So from that, that satisfaction is there, so that must be true. Something like that.
There is one next to class, is also terrible.
Yeah. Seems to be a very nice man. Mm-hmm. I never saw any Indian like that.
He's favorable, but he won't come to the temple.
That doesn't matter, but he has a sympathy.
Yes, he's very nice and sympathetic. But he didn't come to help us at all. And we approached him for life member, and he said he would, but then he never did.
That's right.
Well, come around.
Ghana man, medical man, he loves working.
Medical man, he's very favorable. He comes every day to help.
But he's in work.
He's moving in. He's going to take up a house. He's very convinced.
He wants to give us some land.
Yes.
Yes. He'll create us.
Yes.
In India, we have been offered so many lands that we have not met.
I also got a letter from Manipur, that black member, Kulavidusen. He was concerned that the young people are now giving up the religious thought. So he wanted to establish some sort of school.
That Karakas is made by Gurudana, Jagannath Prabhu.
Yeah. So actually, they wanted to start an Iskan brand. And he was up.
I think it's in line with Divikan. But it could be.
It's really easy.
But it's not. Oh, if they understand, then it's really very nice.
But only even the government participates. So they wrote me a letter saying that. They can give us nice land, plot.
Okay.
And
Govindaji's temple?
Govindaji's temple is taken over by the government. So I talked to I wrote a letter.
All men, so they cannot manage.
They are not managing properly.
They cannot. As far as anything goes, it's special in India, go to the government at this point. But the government brings out thieves and rogues. How they manage? Then simply, but I swallow whatever they get. Government pays us. They cannot manage. That is, it should be in the hands of the devotee. Government is paid back. They want some money. How they can manage that? It's impossible.
It becomes a political problem.
That's
all. Huh? It becomes more in politics. That nothing to do with the worship
part. Yeah, the government should give to the hands of the devotee. You are the governor of the devotee. Just come. If you want, this is real management. We are managing so many centers on account of devotees. It is not possible to manage all these things by paying men.
Is it not?
No.
Very different.
This movement can be pushed on vigorously, so long as he is devotee. Otherwise, it is free.
It cannot become natural by any outside. Only the devotee.
That is the thing.
You cannot pay a devotee. You cannot buy a devotee.
That is it.
You can buy someone to sweep the floor, but you cannot buy a free
hand. Oh, that is it. So long we remain devotees, our movement will go. We love it.
Devotees should take over the world. The devotees should take over the world.
It is good for the world.
Yes.
If devotees take over the whole world, then everyone will be there.
Yes.
There is no doubt. Krishna wants that. He wanted the Pandavas to be in charge of God. Therefore he took part in the fight. Yes, he should be. All the Pauravas should be. Yes, Maharaj will be strong. That he did. Represent Sthapana Sthapana. Patrana Sthapana Pirata. He wants that everything goes very smoothly and people become God conscious. So their life is successful. That is Krishna's plan. And these are still misleading and they want the human life and this world. Therefore I am talking of the world is the meaning of the intimacy, God likes it. The life is what? And they will spoil their life and become next life a dog and this big, big building will stare. That's all. What the big buildings will do benefit to these people who are going to be a dog next life? Taking as a theory that those who have constructed this big, big building, next life they are going to be a dog.
But they don't know that next life they are going to be a dog.
That is the building. They do not know it. Therefore, Maya. It is the same thing we are doing. The life is meant for spiritual realization. They are not bringing chance. They are going to become gods. And they think that now your work is building things.
That awakening of that understanding is necessary.
Yes.
Otherwise, if they know that it's going to be like that, then they won't do that.
Therefore, they dismiss. And they say, oh, we don't believe it is actually.
And they are so deluded in arguments. What is wrong if I become so?
You see, invite his students.
Very serious.
What is wrong if I become a dog? The same thing. What? Everybody goes to that. But what is wrong? Father is going, mother is going, brother is going, I'm going, they're going here. That's it. He said, go there, talk to them.
Will this movement take over the world, Prabhupada?
At least, you give one idea. That is possible.
I think it will be very big.
That is possible. If we become serious and sincere, many people have doubted.
See how big it grew just in 10 years. Today is our anniversary.
Yes.
Our 10-year anniversary today. So in 10 years, we've gotten so big by geometric progression. In 20 years, how big will we be?
Yes.
Thousands and thousands of people in changing things.
And then it starts. Simply by counting it and attraction.
Yes, I think. They're coming already. You chanted. And so many people chanted.
All earlier, in English vocabulary in America, I thought they used many Sanskrit vocabularies. So they believe that it's like a chanting. It's a German abolition at any university. So we didn't know about 30 years or so. Like,
Yeah.
Our students to pick up some Sanskrit words. Atman, Jiva, like that. It was telling me that about 30 or 40 years, our women will have a great impact in the social life.
This is
a all
round impact in life. Gita is full of information from all standpoints. Dhanadhanadhi has much of grand poverty. He is now in such a downward position, working at the work section. Under his civilization is done. What do they explain about so many varieties of life? How do they come?
They're called mutation. Called mutation.
What is that?
Mutation is the, they say DNA molecule is the, called muscle molecule. But somehow, during the course of somehow there is a mistake in the.
What is the mistake?
Who's making the mistake?
We have to hear this thing. Someone clever mistake.
I think it's very controversial. I read an article that's from the University of Berkeley and other Western campuses, saying that now the theory of this mutation by which different species are formed is very controversial at this time. Because of the knowledge in our molecular biology, now what they thought that this mutation is the cause of very this variegatedness is a misnomer, or maybe a complete mistake.
What mistake?
In fact,
where is the difference? Then how do we experiment in the biological class by dissecting animal bodies? Where is the difference that the composition has? Social constant, bodily constant. You have to suppose that that's what I'm saying, the most people, the same principle is there. And that's how the mosquito flies like this.
They can make a mosquito, but they
cannot make mosquitoes. They can make same consciousness.
They can make a sample like most people.
No,
but
they cannot. That is my talent. The first one will bring life from the egg. You prepare a composition and put it in the incubator and let some living entity come out. So, can they do it? So, I do it. Wait, I'm not.
They admit they can't do it.
They admit that. What they cannot do, they're sleeping lots of and getting loaded brain.
They say how cheating they can.
How cheating.
You said the chicken can do it.
Yeah.
But they cannot.
No.
They're more chicken. He is greater than me.
Yes.
Chicken
can do it. What do you think?
Yes. And that's very good. Why don't you use that as an example next time?
I agree. The chicken is better than you. Not God loves. Chicken is already doing it, his hands. He's laying down, chemical, and fermenting, and within we come. So he's better than me.
They'll say that we can also do that. We can also produce child.
Huh? You can, but you have still never done it, simply speak.
No, I mean, they can produce children also.
Oh.
By sex life.
But that is not your laboratory. That is not secret. That is another. That is not your laboratory children. You want to produce it in the laboratory. That do that. That is our secret.
That is one of our arguments.
We argue
that the molecules that are believed, for example, DNA, even if they make it, and still, it's just an individual molecule. It's not going to function. Normally, as we find in a living cell, a living body. So, this has nothing to do with the life processes. The molecules they make, they may do so many reactions, but still, there's a fundamental difference in the living body and the simple that God. We are claiming that it's never possible to create life. They have time travels to the Prabhupada in about 50 years. It's about the turn of the century. That about 2001, we're going to make the first bodies. And so many strange things. They even said that we have these five fingers. And it said, this isn't enough, so you must make six. With the six.
And you know, he's very basic.
Our brain is a little too small, so it's going to be a little bigger. So that we can think more, utilize more ideas.
Well, it's rare. There is no person. Man, is that that story? That potter?
Oh, the one that was dreaming.
Yes. So is it not the potter story?
Mm-hmm.
There was a potter, and he had one or two pots, and he started to think, he was dreaming, oh, now I've got one or two pots. When I sell these pots, then I'll make so much money, then I'll make some more pots, then I'll make more money like this. And then when I've got enough money, I'll get a wife, and I'll have a family like this, and I'll have a nice house. And in this way, he was carried away with his dreaming, and he was thinking, and if my wife doesn't do what I say, I'll kick her like this. Kicked out, smashed all his pots.
He fought the iron problem. There he is.
That is called like, to make castles in the air?
Yeah, brother.
That's what it's like that.
Yes.
Learn these things.
You want to try to make a film to prove this point, that life comes from life.
Yes.
We can have a motion to a film?
Oh, yes. Very much.
And so to follow it. We wanted to work with Sri Ramadar and the other scientists.
Oh, yes.
And in collaboration.
Really?
Because their subject matter, the book is grappling along those lines.
They say from chemicals, but you prove that chemical also comes from life.
Right? Yeah. There are some experiments that we want to do beyond the scientific level. Yeah, there are some experiments that you can do. They had been experiments last 3 or 4 months to supplement.
So you say in the history these are two problems.
Why is it regarded?
So we have trust in 2 points.
Once these 2 points are solved, then the knowledge will be very clear.
Yeah.
Everything will be very harmonious and come to a common conclusion. The solar is
the they are giving the solution. They are not telling. This is our greatest country.
The problem is they believe what they see.
Huh?
They believe what they see.
Believe or not believe. You said have to bring the people by books, by knowledge.
Somehow or another that sun moon thing can be proved, then they'll all be finished completely.
There is another thing, yes. There are some rascals who is meant to support it.
So it looks like that, just like in Mahabharata.
Yeah.
Always two humans and
this is world of guilt. You cannot have world support on this.
Yeah. Yes, so we always check opposition.
Oi. Ready?
We must be ready for
opposition there is just like we are opposing death here. We are not absolute.
Science also, before we're saying the subject level, science also comes to the conclusion that the stars and this universe have they die out and produce new ones. It's like the life cycle, cycle of the human body.
So it's a Utta Pragya. Let me explain it. Utta Pragya.
So in fact, one of the remarks of a scientist, Nobel laureate actually, in Harvard, Madhava told me he was in American Association for Advancement of Science. And his professor is a professor in the biology in Harvard, in Boston. His answer was that in order to have men in this planet, the stars have to die. So since we come from the stars, the particles, the star, then men evolve from those molecules that come from the stars.
Do something. I can give you the idea. Yes. But it is fact. What ideas I am giving, that's fact. Now it is up to you to put it so far scientific. In future, millions of years after, he'll create one living entity in the laboratory. So he's taking all the credit, and God is creating millions and millions already here. You see, intellect. What the people will gain, even if you manufacture all life in the laboratory. What is the gain? Why are you spending so much money?
They want to become God.
The world becoming is paradise. First of all, make some living entity. But even if you do it, So what is your grip? Why do you want to take so much great value?
It's called false scriptures.
That's it. Nonsense. Misleading people, making them atheist, godless. Great dangerous. The so-called scientists.
So that mentality has to be changed.
Yes. So you do 2, 3 points, you can prove that they're all that scared, then they will change. Simply cheating people and take by fair. The common sense. Suppose you never can be made for living. So what is carried to there? The living entities are coming, many millions of people.
You gave the story about the dog barking?
Yeah.
And the man, he is imitating the dog barking?
And he's by the same ticket.
So he's an actual bark like a dog. A people will come home, let us believe it.
What is the credit to learn bark like a dog? There are so many dogs barking. But people are so full, they will go back to the house. Man. Religion. That is the qualification of punishment. He got very scientifically treated. This is city. I can back plant dog.
Yeah, I think you're going a little too far. Scientists, personally, I also feel that they're not all that bad.
No, no. They're badly trained. Not all.
There are many good things that they've done.
Badly, I already admit it. That I can see 10 feet. Let me take care of this problem. But why should I say I can see all? What is it? Speak the truth. No, we have manufactured machine and we have calculator and that has all talking about this. I say it is not possible for you to see. Beyond 10 feet. Why not claim that you can see the whole star? That is our purpose. You can see 10 feet, 10 feet. That's much. If somebody manufactures the electric lamp, all I take is. But he says, I can manufacture a star. Then maybe it is to be bit my truth. Talking nonsense. To tell this theory that you have manifested right electric bar, that's all right. Yeah. But why to claim that I can manifest in the sun?
This
that is their claim. Defy God, because we are spreading our consciousness, therefore we have protection. And then let them do all nonsense, what business here. But we cannot tolerate when the challenge comes. And we must accept.
This year also, simple, but look like yeah, the 200 year anniversary. Similarly, in American Chemical Society, this is 100 year celebration. There was a big meeting in New York just a few months ago, international meeting, celebrating the 100 year of American Chemical Society. So I was planning to go there, but I didn't go. But they have a moving model of what science has achieved in the last 200 years.
There are also predictions what is going to happen in the future. That one of the Nobel laureates, Pauling, is his name, from California, he predicted that, especially in the chemical community, people taking it some sort of their leader. So whatever he said, the leader is going to happen. So he believes that in the next coming 100 years, there will be more knowledge on this light thing, light matter, and then people will be happier.
Especially
in the plastic world.
Plastic world.
mostly synthetic, you know, synthetic plastic materials will be predominant, and we'll have more frontiers of knowledge, especially in biology, molecular biology. So there are also pessimists that in 750 years we're going to next sort of this coal deposits and all these energy supplies, all these different...
That will be finished?
Yeah.
And that will be all that?
But he's not. He's optimistic. So we will find new sources on nuclear energy, solar energy and all this elections. But the point here is that the people, they believe in what he says. Because he has Nobel laureate degree, and he's respected by his very old. But telling
people, so why these purpose? That is new.
He's giving some thought to those people who are worried. Don't worry about life. It's going to be all nice. And
no, we are not worried. And even if he what is worried, you will finish by that time. So all of these are gone. Whatever that. After that, there is no explosion. Prove that everything is being done by God, like we want. And plus five?
Almost 25 cents. 27 minutes. 27 minutes.
What?
27 minutes? No, no. It is 30 minutes, right?
No, 27 minutes, 2:06.
Oh. Yes.
This is led by science. This
was
the political science.
Science means craftsman, that's all. Mystery. Mystery. You know, in our Indian language, mystery.
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 What is that?
Any craftsman who says mystery?
Oh, yes.
The mystery has an opposition. Maybe. In our Vedic civilization, a lot of Brahmin is honor, not a mystery. Is it not?
Yes.
A lot of Brahmin is not expected to manufacture what, but he is more honor. That one is actually the modern age is tested by the person who was it. Not the Lord as well. That is correct. That is correct. They do not know whom to honor.
And that is the point.
To kill so many souls, and if you have a very big skyscraper, then you are successful. And those who constructed the skyscraper, they are going to become dull. Never mind the skyscraper building. That's all. Very simple. This is morality. After constructing skyscraper building, all the mysteries are going to hell. It doesn't matter. The building is there. Is it not?
Yes,
it is. And long ago, in 1917, but in our college, we saw a Nayani.
St. Davis College?
No, Scottish.
Oh, Scottish.
Scottish Church is started. So, when American scientific health, they are going to be. So, there the picture was that the one skyscraper building is constructed and so many men are working, carrying the beams. So there was, I remember still, that for some material construction, so many living entities are being set. It was not how the scientific America gave this. Picture, I still remember. Actually, that is the fact. These human beings would have been released from this materialistic way of life. Go back to home, back to no. And instead of giving them the chance, they're engaged in constantly used life. That's why. So, it's a little difficult to understand our feelings. And Prahlad Maharaj said, not of prayer from Kastabha. Just who are prayer from? Not of prayer from Kastabha. This kind of activity should be stopped. It is simply wasting valuable life. But they do not know how they are wasting. In such an ignorance. They are thinking that these people, crazy people, chanting Hare Krishna verses. Where is it? They do not know the desire of life. They do not.
The fact that the material of man is actually a hindrance.
Bhumishadja prasaktana trayapo hitati hitata. Bhumishadja dhavati. Bhumishadja prasaktana trayapo hitati hitata. The life is being spoiled. And when they're tired, give them sex, and wine, and meat, and gambling. Again, as soon as they get little energy, again, another sex. So God, this human life, for solving all the problems, is not giving the chance. He engaged otherwise his life is for it.